Coast Radio News for Friday, March 19, 2021. I'm George Henry. After almost 2 weeks of Mapleton residents voicing their discontent and frustration over high water bills on Facebook, there was an apparent resignation of the Mapleton Water District Superintendent Terry Saubert, along with at least two board members. Calls to the Water District telephone went unanswered yesterday as Coast Radio attempted to confirm the reports. Last month, Mapleton residents were hit with extremely high water bills, some in the thousands, with little or no explanation of why. One explanation that did come out blamed the bills on the lack of proper reading of the water meters during and since the breakdown of the system last year. Customers have complained that there could not have been any meter readings, as some meters have been covered with dirt and debris and were undisturbed. Over the past several days, there have been inquiries to law firms in the Eugene area, and the information was disseminated over the Mapleton, Oregon Community Connections Facebook page. Some residents believing that they owe the money and should just pay, while others said the math just did not add up. One resident's annual water usage totaled $700, according to one post, and the current bill received was over $3,000. Calls were made for an independent inquiry into the situation. There were 12 new COVID-19 cases reported for Lane County yesterday, none in the Florence area. The numbers are encouraging, according to Lane County Public Health Liaison Jason Davis, who says if this trend continues, we will see a change in the risk level.
So this sets us up for moving to the low risk category. And next week, if our numbers continue the way they are, we anticipate being able to move down to that low-risk category.
As far as the update for vaccinations, Lane County will be preparing for giving the second doses for those who receive the Pfizer vaccine at the March 3rd and March 6th clinics. Those who receive their vaccination on the 3rd will get a second dose on the 24th. The second dose clinic is set for March 27th. For those yet to be vaccinated, Davis says, hold on, they'll get to you. They're also asking for those who have not yet registered to get registered if you are interested in receiving a COVID-19 vaccination. With the state of Oregon being in the top 10 for electric vehicles in the country, what does that mean for rural areas like Florence? One certainty is that there will need to be an infrastructure in place to accommodate the growing trend of electric vehicles. On March 4th, the City Council, through their morning work session, included in its infrastructure and capital improvements work plans the task to pursue opportunities to support public electric vehicle charging stations. There are currently 5 operative charging stations in the Florence area, including Three Rivers Casino, Driftwood Shores, the Riverhouse Inn, and Old Town Inn, and at Central Lincoln PUD. Mayor Joe Henry says the City Council continues to focus on opportunities that make sense for the environment and for the city, and are looking at a number of initiatives that include charging stations. Public Works Director Mike Miller says that while the work plan and goals are not finalized, EV stations will be presented as part of the annual budget proposal to the council and the budget committee. As part of the America Rescue Plan Act of 2021, smaller cities will be eligible for key funds from the federal government, but according to Assistant City Manager Megan Mesmer, there is a lot of paperwork that needs to be researched as to just how and how much a city the size of Florence could receive. Mesmer said it's her understanding from the paperwork that smaller cities would likely receive their portion through the state rather than the federal government. Senator Ron Wyden sent out information to local and state municipalities outlining the funds that will be allocated. Mesmer says they are working to further understand how the process works and are awaiting guidance. $19.53 billion will be allocated to municipalities with a population of fewer than 50,000 people. Even though temperatures are not expected to get near freezing over the next 2 days, the Florence Emergency Cold Weather Shelter has announced they will be open and receiving individuals beginning at 5 p.m. this evening. The facility, now located across from the Sand Ranch on Highway 101, is also in need of volunteers, and interested individuals can contact Brian Hadel or Maris Robinson if they are able to lend support for the next 2 nights, including overnights. Those numbers will be listed on the online version of this story. All COVID-19 requirements will be strictly adhered to. That's Coast Radio News for Friday, March 19th, 2021.